Donald Trump says his campaign team has never been more united, but reports of turmoil and despair in the Trump camp are starting to leak out. After a series of own goals and gaffes by the candidate, there's increasing speculation about what happens next. There are even suggestions that Mr. Trump will quit the ticket or be dumped. Peter Lloyd reports.
On the hustings in Florida today, Donald Trump was taking aim at the messenger.
Our biggest obstacle is the press. They're so dishonest.
But it's the weird messages that are getting all the play.
Don't worry about that, baby. I love babies, though. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Trump is still feuding with the parents of a dead Muslim US soldier. And doubling down on his feud with John McCain and other Republican luminaries with a refusal to back the re-election of the party's poster child, House Speaker Paul Ryan, the equivalent of the Prime Minister. Frustration amongst Republicans is at fever pitch because there's almost nothing they can do now to stop Donald Trump's trajectory towards what looks like an electoral train wreck this November. Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor is from the United States Studies Center think tank.
Is there a system in place where the Republicans could replace Trump, whether he likes it or not?
Not really.
But Republicans can try to kill off his candidacy.
Donald Trump, for me, is beginning to cross a lot of red lines of the unforgivable in politics.
This is star Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a former Air Force pilot and Iraq War veteran, dumping all munitions on Donald Trump.
This unbelievable spat with a family of a fallen soldier, you know, between, of course, blaming George W. Bush for 9/11 and all the other sins we've seen in the past.
On that theme, Brendan O'Connor says Trump made a big gaffe on defence.
That he wondered why the United States hadn't contemplated using nuclear weapons in the past in conflicts.
And then there's Meg Whitman, rich Republican and CEO of Hewlett-Packard, not just slamming Trump today for being a dangerous demagogue, but writing out a check for the Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton. On CNN, Bill Weld, the Libertarians' vice presidential candidate, became the most prominent of all the 2016 candidates to say this of Trump, in public at least.
Noun that comes to my mind is a screw loose.
Perhaps with the same idea in mind, but expressing it differently, this was Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail today.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
The latest major poll has Trump behind Mrs. Clinton by 7 points. Reports of ructions inside the Trump camp have staff reportedly proverbially suicidal, and campaign manager Paul Manafort reportedly saying he feels like he's wasting his time. The RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, is said to be planning an intervention, a desperate play to get the candidate to snap out of the self-harming comments. But Brendan O'Connor from the US Study Center says it's a huge mistake to write off Trump just because he says things that no conventional politician would.
This is not new. This has gone on all year.
Is Donald Trump politically deaf to the conventions that most people adhere to? Or is he speaking to an audience that just doesn't hear the same things that you're talking about?
Both. His audience clearly appreciates his lack of subtlety, lack of nuance, his lack of political correctness.
Where is the evidence? Where's the metric that the proposition that appealing to utter ignorance and being deaf to political behaviour of everybody else is in fact electorally advantaging him?
Yes, before the Democratic Convention, he was, you know, even with Hillary Clinton. The polls have bounced up and down, generally more favourable to Hillary Clinton, but he beat a pretty well-credentialed field of Republican governors, Republican senators, by showing that he had a totally different approach to politics.
Brendan O'Connor from the US Studies Centre, ending Peter Lloyd's report.